Your weekly sports and fitness coach is back. Welcome to Competitive Edge with DJ Coach on Penguin Radio.
Hello, sports fans. This is a new episode of Competitive Edge on Wednesday, April 15th, and I hope you all are having a wonderful week and staying nice and healthy and safe inside. I know I'm getting a little stir crazy, and I'm sure plenty of you are too, because it's almost been a month of quarantine, and being inside the house for that long is not my favorite thing. So this week I have a new health and fitness trend for you and a brand new sports update. The sports updates are going to be different because there's no live sports happening because of the pandemic that's going on, but we're going to try our best, be creative, and come up with something new. So last week I touched on for our sports update how likely it is for sports to return in 2020, and I know there's some talk that sports may not return, seasons may get pushed out, but this week we're going to focus in on baseball and see what they are doing during quarantine and the coronavirus and what their plans are to get back playing sooner rather than later. So we're going to go to the MLB, and they have a plan that they're trying to work through that's similar to what their spring training schedules were. So depending on the geography of where the teams are from, their location, the teams will either play in Arizona or Florida. I'm not saying this is happening. I'm saying this is what their idea is and what they want to happen. And so it'd be like a spring training almost again, but that'd be their season. So they would stay in Arizona. So teams from the West Coast would be in Arizona, East Coast would be in Florida, and they would be in their same grapefruit and cactus leagues that they were in for spring training and play all of those teams, and that would be their season. So that's their idea right now. We don't know if it's going to happen, but sports teams are feeling the economic impact from the shutdown, and they're trying to get creative and figure out what they can do to help get teams back and going again. But there is a lot of uncertainty about it because it's based off of the forecast of the coronavirus and the curve that it's on right now, and it's more likely that a lost season will occur similar to what the NBA and the NHL, who suspended their play mid-season, it's likely that they'll have a lost season as well. And so Major League Baseball Association has settled its affair with players in case the season can be rescued, and that's their plan right now, but health is their top priority, and they're just trying to get creative with it, trying to keep their fans interested so they can watch it, and they probably will not be playing with fans there, but it'll be broadcasted, and so that's their idea right now. Another fun fact that's not necessarily about the coronavirus and what the MLB is planning to do to return, but the majority plethora of employees and subjects are the subjects of a massive nationwide coronavirus antibody study. So this study is being put on by the Sports Medicine Research and Testing Laboratory with the help of Stanford University and the University of Southern California, USC. And they're conducting the COVID-19 epidemiological study. And a lot of the volunteers are from the baseball injury, including industry, including players, employees, and family members from MLB teams. And this is the largest and first nationwide study on coronavirus antibody testing. And Daniel Eckner, who is the president and laboratory director at the Sports Medicine Research and Testing Laboratory, said that we've got all the way from the team owner all the way down to hot dog sales and everything in between. That's really important for us, is that we get a widespread of the general population when they do this study. So they want to test all individuals, and they're going to do a pinprick blood test, and oversee the team's program and their results and to collect data from it. And this is a way for people who didn't know if they had the coronavirus and they've recovered from it to see that if they have the antibodies for it. And so that is just another fun fact about what the MLB is doing right now. So a lot of their players, family members, workers, employees are involved in this study. So I'll keep you posted on that later on. And then the last part that I want to talk about for our sports update is the MLB's video game tournament. So a representative from each team, so there will be 30 big leaguers have signed on to play a round robin regular season tournament on the MLB The Show video game now that their season is on hold because of the coronavirus. And this idea was launched last Friday by the MLB, the Players Association, and Sony Interactive Entertainment. And each game where, so there will be 30 players playing and there will be 15 games in the first round because each is facing off against another player and the winners will advance. And so the matchups will air on some of their Twitter feeds, or they will be streamed and via Twitch and YouTube with some MLB network hosts such as Robert Flores providing commentary on specific matchups. So they're trying to make it as fun and entertaining as possible for fans. Some participants in this is 36-year-old outfielder Hunter Pence from the San Francisco Giants. Fernando Tatis Jr. is a 21-year-old infielder from San Diego. There's 11 All-Stars participating in this. So it's a big deal, and it's a fun way for the players to still be involved in their sport and interact with their fans and other players as well. It'll be interesting to see how they do on their video game challenge because it is a different type of baseball than actually playing it live, so that should provide some good entertainment for each for viewers. And so the players will compete in a 29-game regular season, 1 3-inning contest against each team. So each player is going to play in 29 games. They're going to play against every team, and this will go through April. The top 8 teams will qualify for the postseason. So it's expecting to mirror MLB's format, and it's just kind of taking a fun play on what the season should be happening. What should be happening in the season right now instead of what is going on. So it's a good way to distract other people from the pandemic that we're dealing with right now. Also, the NBA is running a similar esports tournament on NBA 2K featuring 16 pro players such as Kevin Durant and Trae Young. Those games have already been airing on ESPN, so if you're bored or you want to find something else to do, I recommend to go and check it out as well. And one last little fun fact about MLB's tournament is they are contributing $175,000 to Boys and Girls Clubs of America as part of the initiative. So it's going for a good cause as well. And if you're looking for something to do or you want to stay entertained, go check it out and watch it because I'm sure it'll be pretty funny seeing your favorite MLB baseball players or even basketball players if you want to go look at that one playing video games against each other. There will be a lot of fun commentary. So that is this week's sports update. I'm sorry there are no live sports. Hopefully that'll be back soon. But don't run away. We're going to take a quick timeout. You are listening to Competitive Edge with DJ Coach on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide on FM 102.3 and radio.dominican.edu.
Stains on the front of my left side brains.
Welcome back to Competitive Edge with DJ Coach on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide on FM 102.3 and radio.dominican.edu. So before the break, I talked to you about your sports update. We hit on what teams are doing in this pandemic and what creative and fun ways they're trying to keep fan involvement and player involvement as well. But now that we're back, it means time for your weekly health and fitness trend. So this time we're going to take things a little deeper and we're going to talk about mental health for athletes and ways to help help improve it during this pandemic. And a big aspect of that I know have worked for myself and has worked for fellow athletes is yoga and meditation. So especially right now, I know a lot of athletes need their sport to help get their mind on things, improve their mental health, keep them going and keep them focusing. And without that, it's a really difficult time and it's a hard way for them to direct their focus elsewhere, especially with online schooling. And if you're struggling with mental health, it makes it difficult to focus, pay attention, get your work done, set a schedule. And there's a lot of ways to help cope with it and improve it. And some of those are yoga and meditation. So personally, myself, I have done both yoga and meditation because my sport, playing soccer, is my escape. And it's how I get my mind off of things. I de-stress, I focus my energy into other things, and it keeps me happy and healthy because I'm playing a sport and I'm devoting my time and energy towards something. So even if I'm not motivated to do my homework or get up and get changed or make food for the day, I at least had soccer where I was motivated because I made a commitment to my team, to my coaches, and to myself to be there every day and give my all and pay attention and focus. And so that really helped with my mental health when I was playing soccer. But now without it, it's difficult to find things to focus my attention on to keep myself going during the days. So some tips and tricks to help with that are yoga and meditation. Yoga, a lot of people do for a workout and exercise. It's also a good way to just stretch and decompress and relax, and there's lots of benefits to yoga. So I'll do some physical benefits first, and then I can hit on mental benefits as well. So both of these things are going to help with your mind and body, your health overall, and it's a good way to focus your time and energy in on something, especially when you're locked inside all day and you're not able to go out and see people and be in your daily routine, which helps relieve some of that stress and anxiety you may be feeling as well. So the relaxation techniques in yoga can lessen chronic pain, such as lower back pain, arthritis, headaches, and carpal tunnel syndrome. And so if you're dealing with lower back pain, arthritis, headaches, or carpal tunnel, yoga can be beneficial for that. But some other benefits are it increases your flexibility. You're doing some stretching, different movements that you normally wouldn't do, and more flexibility helps with your muscle movement, and it helps for athletes as well. It increases your muscle strength and tone. So that also is beneficial for athletes and just anyone in general, because you're not going to be doing a workout that you're used to. It'll be moving your body in a different way, working different muscles and building and improving and toning those muscles as well. It improves respiration, energy, and vitality. So you're doing those relaxing, deep breathing exercises, and that improves your respiration, energy, and vitality as well. It can help you maintain a balanced metabolism as long as weight reduction. You're doing some form of exercise, working out, and yoga is supposed to be a calming, relieving, stress reliever exercise, and it can help with that as well. It can improve your athletic performance. I know personally, as an athlete, I have done yoga classes, I've done YouTube yoga stuff, and I've done different yoga routines with my mom, or at CrossFit, they would make us do yoga routines. And it did help me improve my athletic ability because I was working on different muscles and improving and fixing and toning those muscles that I'm not used to using. It can also help protection from injury because you're going to be building up other muscles that you use. So you're going to be more stable all around and less likely to injure yourself. So aside from those physical benefits, one main benefit of yoga is it helps a person manage stress, and stress has really devastating effects on the body of and mind. Stress can be seen in back pain, neck pain, sleeping problems, headaches, inability to concentrate, and especially when you're locked inside your house, you're going to be dealing with more stress, worrying about other family members, making sure they're safe, making sure you and your family are safe, you have enough supplies, online school, work, other factors that are happening. It's a stressful situation right now, and yoga is a good way to help relieve that and take away some of the stress and anxiety you may be feeling. You may be feeling anxious. Yoga can help with that. Yoga's incorporation of meditation and breathing can help improve a person's mental well-being. Regular yoga practices create mental clarity and calmness. It also increases body awareness and relieves chronic stress patterns. And this will all be very beneficial for your mental health and your body as well, because you're going to be having less of those pains that you're used to dealing with, and your energy can be fixed in on somewhere else instead of worrying about what is going on outside as well. So yoga is a great stress reliever, especially for college athletes right now who are dealing with online school, still having to balance their workouts and meetings with their team online. Yoga is very beneficial and can help relieve some of the stress and anxiousness that you may be feeling. There are also different type of yoga classes you can take. You can do a gentle and accommodating class to a strenuous and challenging one. And it can be based on your physical ability and what workout you want for the day. But a wide range of yoga practices suggests they reduce the impact of exaggerated stress. So I cannot repeat this enough, but especially for college students, high school students, those working from home, dealing with these new changes, you're going to be dealing with a lot of stress right now. Yoga can help take your time and energy and focus it in somewhere else and relieve that stress that you're feeling. If you're feeling tight, sore, tired, that could be from stress and you may not even realize it, and yoga can help improve that. I know a lot of student sleep schedules are messed up because of quarantine, and that partly has a reason to do with stress, I believe, and doing yoga can help fix and change the sleep schedule, so you're not staying up till 4 or 5 a.m. when you should really be going to bed at 10, 11 and getting your 8 hours of sleep before school as well. I want to give you some facts on the stress response from yoga. So a study at the University of Utah provided insight on the effect of yoga and the stress response. And they did this by looking at participants' response to pain. And there were 12 experienced yoga practitioners as subjects and 14 people with a condition considered a stress-related illness that is characterized by hypersensitivity to pain called fibromyalgia. And there were 16 healthy volunteers as well. And the three groups were subjected to more or less painful thumbnail pressure. And they took MRIs after, so they did a yoga class and then they took MRIs after. And so the MRIs also showed that the greatest activity in the areas of brain associated with the pain response were with the fibromyalgia patients. And then in contrast to that, the yoga practitioners had the highest pain tolerance and lowest pain-related brain activity. So it is shown that yoga is beneficial to your mind and helps with your mental health as well. And if yoga is not your thing, there's another, known activity to do that can help release pain and stress, and that is meditation and visualization. So personally, I have done both meditation and visualization. I'll give you a little backstory on that. So growing up, my dad is a big meditation visualization guy, and he believes that if you think it through and you see it, then you can set out and accomplish it. So every night I used to listen to a meditation before I went to bed. I would either listen to a test-taking meditation the night before a test, a sleep meditation to help me get calm and relaxed, or a soccer visualization meditation, basically. And I did notice results from them. And I've done meditation since I was 10, probably. Yeah, since I was 10. And I can tell you all my meditations by heart because I've done them for so long, but I have seen results from them. I have really bad test-taking anxiety, so I can study as much as I want to for a test. I can be over-prepared, but when I sit down, I overthink things, and I get very anxious, and I tend to freak out. And when I started taking my test-taking meditation, it was just a way. The meditation basically walked me through taking a test. It made me calm. It focused in on certain things to control my emotions and what I was thinking. And I have very little anxiety now when I take tests because I listen to my meditation, I get in my zone, and I do my thing. And that is a big benefit that I've noticed. For my soccer meditations, I could repeat that word for word. I've listened to it for so long. That's the longest meditation I've listened to. And it walked me through playing a soccer game, doing my pregame warm-up. It was more of a visualization meditation, I would say, because I was visualizing everything and I was seeing what I was going to be doing the next day. And I used to get really nervous for all my games. I'd get butterflies in my stomach. And after I've done my soccer meditation, it's just, I look forward to game days now. They're my favorite thing ever. I know what I'm doing. I get in my zone. I listen to my meditation and I get my work done. I focus in and I know what I'm doing now. And meditation and visualization was a big factor in helping me and improving that as well. The other meditation that I'm taking is my sleep meditation. Yeah, I've done a lot of meditations. I know. We can thank my dad for that one, but I'm very grateful because they have been beneficial. My sleep meditation just helps me get a calm, nice night's sleep. I'm a very restless sleeper, and once I've taken my sleep meditation, I fall asleep really quick, and I have a good, calm, nice night's sleep. No sleepwalking, no sleep talking, none of that. So I've seen my anxiousness and stress be relieved from these meditations, and they are beneficial. So that is my personal experience with meditation. But there's also a lot of like science-based benefits of meditation. And okay, just because I said a soccer meditation, a sleep meditation, and a test meditation, there's so many other meditations you can do. You can find them on YouTube. There's websites you can look up for meditation. You don't have to do those three just because I said them, but if you want to, you're more than welcome to, and see how they benefit you as well. So let's talk about some health benefits of meditation. Okay, so similar to yoga, meditation reduces stress. So stress reduction is one of the most common reasons people try meditation. That's why I started meditation as well. And normally, mental and physical stress cause increased levels of the stress hormone cortisol, and this product can produce many of the harmful effects of stress, such as lack of sleep, headaches, anxiety, so on. And meditation has shown to reduce that. So it's shown to improve symptoms of stress-related conditions and help relieve the stress that you're dealing with as well. It also controls anxiety. I told you I started my test-taking meditation for testing anxiety, and it was very beneficial. And there was an 8-week study of mindfulness meditation that helped participants reduce their anxiety. And so the study showed reduced symptoms of anxiety disorders, such as phobias, social anxiety, paranoid thoughts, and obsessive compulsive behaviors, and panic attacks. And so there's many scientific studies on the reduce of anxiety through meditation. And yoga along with meditation both reduce anxiety. Meditation may also help control job-related anxiety in high-pressure work environments. One study found that a meditation program reduced anxiety in a group of nurses. So if you are stressing and anxious at your job, maybe try a work meditation. Meditation promotes emotional health. So some forms of meditation can also lead to an improved self-image and a more positive outlook on life. And a study found that participants experienced long-term decreases in depression after beginning meditation. So there's a lot of health benefits to meditation as well. It enhances your self-awareness. Some forms of meditation may help you develop a stronger understanding of yourself, helping you grow into your best self. So if you want to do some deep thinking and self-reflection during this time, maybe try meditation. It may help you find yourself when you're locked inside. Also, for those having a hard time focusing on work, schoolwork, meditation is known to lengthen an attention span of someone. So focused attention meditation is like weightlifting for your brain and your attention span. So it helps increase the strength and endurance of your attention. So if you can focus in on like a track or something for that long, it's going to help your brain begin to focus in on smaller things as well. And it can also reduce age-related memory loss. So if you want to keep your memory sharp and tactful, try meditation. It'll just be very helpful for your mental and physical health as well, because you're relieving some of that stress and anxiety that you may have during this time that you're unable to do by going to the gym or playing in a sport or going through your everyday routine. And this is just a different way to help cope with it and improve it as well. So we're going to take a quick time out. You're listening to Competitive Edge with DJ Coach on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide on FM 102.3 and radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Coach. We'll be back in a minute, so don't break a sweat. And I will have a special guest for you when we get back. Welcome back to Competitive Edge with DJ Coach. You are listening to Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide on FM 102.3 and radio.dominican.edu. Before the break, I talked about the benefits of yoga and meditation and how important mental health is for athletes and everyone in general. And now I have a special guest with us today. Her name is Jillian Day. And Jillian, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, I'm a sophomore. I'm a nursing major with a psych and leadership minor, and I play on the women's soccer team.
And where do you go to school, Jill?
I go to Dominican University.
And how do you like it there?
I really enjoy it. I like how the classroom size is small, the campus is beautiful, and the people are very inclusive and nice.
And so you mentioned you're a nursing major. Do you deal with a lot of stress and anxiety with that and figuring out how to become a nurse?
Yes, it is a very stressful but rewarding process. Definitely a lot of studying, and it's hard to find your free time and to be social, but you have to find the right people and find friends and utilize the resources given to you, like tutoring and going to the lab and practicing. But I would say it's very stressful because you're putting like people's lives in danger when you go out in the workforce. So I would say it is very stressful.
Okay, so a fun question. Why did you want to become a nurse? What made you realize that?
I've been wanting to be a nurse since I was about 7. I love helping people, and I want to specialize in pediatric oncology, which is cancer kids. And I've always been really interested in cancer and the way it works, and I want to make the lives of the kids that they have left better and to make them happy and try to help find a cure, at least make their few days entertaining and fun, and to show them like happiness since they're in a hospital. So basically just to help other people and just to give back.
How sweet of you. You sound like such a caring and giving person. How do you balance being a nursing major as well as a college student athlete?
I would say it's sometimes can be really hard to do it, but time management is key. I have a planner and I color code and I have to write down all my assignments and due dates. And I put like the soccer games and practices into. I would say writing a to-do list every day helps me a lot because I like checking off things and highlighting. And utilizing resources and not thinking you can do it yourself, because you really do need other people, whether that's support to talk to or just to help you do your work with you and collaboration. So I would just say staying organized is very helpful, like planning out, like putting your soccer clothes out the night before, making sure your homework's done, and just double checking everything.
And do you deal with a lot of stress and anxiety with this, and how do you see it in your everyday life?
Yeah, I would say some weeks are way worse than others. Sometimes we have up to 6 tests in a week and they're back to back and you have to prioritize studying. So I would say I pretty much go from about 6 a.m. until 10 or 11 p.m. straight with like no breaks, but from class to practice to weights to tutoring to volunteering. So I'd say I feel like my heart rate's always very like increased and I'm always running around, but yeah.
And as an athlete, do you find your sport as a way to cope with your stress and anxiety?
Yes, I would say working out and especially like being able to tackle in soccer definitely helps get out your stress, because you get to surround yourself with people you enjoy, the sport that you love, and you're getting exercise to releasing the endorphins. So it's a good break to get away from just sitting all day studying or walking to class.
And then now that we are in quarantine and stuck inside, have you seen your mental health change or be impacted because you're unable to play a sport? And how have you seen this, if so?
Yes, I would 100% agree about that, because we are just about to start our 2-hour practices with the ball being allowed for both the whole 2 hours, and we are supposed to start games that week and we came back. So I'd say it's hard because I was planning on playing this season and being able to play in games. And definitely it's hard being at home, especially away from the classroom with teachers, like nursing online's pretty hard to do considering we can't go to the lab anymore. So you're watching how to do an NG tube insertion or a trach suctioning on YouTube, and you're kind of having to practice either on stuffed animals or your parents or whoever's home. But yeah, I would say it's my mental health has kind of like definitely been affected, because the workload's been piled on, and especially because we're in isolation, you can't go see friends and you can do very limited things outdoors. It was way easier to manage all the stress when you're at school with other people.
And so what have you done to help and cope with the mental health issues that you're dealing with right now?
I would say FaceTiming friends. I would say I FaceTime quite a few people a day, whether it's for school-related projects. Usually my nursing friends and I will FaceTime almost every day for a few hours to do assignments, or FaceTiming friends, just something to almost like simulate what we'd be doing at school. Netflix is a good one, just kind of like get out of reality and kind of relax for a little bit. And trying to make a schedule and keep a daily routine. I found I was struggling in the beginning because I was sleeping in and I wasn't staying on top of my stuff. But then once I decided to wake up early and I working out before I did my homework really helped me because I felt productive. So just keeping a daily schedule and checking email, because I didn't do that in the beginning either.
Okay, that's good to know as well. So there are some more tips and tricks for you guys during quarantine. And then another question I have for you is, as an athlete, have you tried meditation and yoga to help with your mental health as well?
Yes, I have done both of them. Yoga more recently because I'm not very flexible. But yes, I find them really relaxing because you get to kind of find peace and you kind of like get centered with like where you are and you kind of forget about the other distractions in the world, especially with social media and us being more on our phone. Sometimes it's easy to get carried away and to forget like where you are and like where your headspace is. So I'd say it helps with taking a deep breath. And sometimes I stress too much and I have so much on my plate that it's nice to just take a moment to breathe, relax, and then get focused and then restart again.
And so what is your experience with yoga? You've said you've done that more recently.
Yes, I've done hot yoga before. And then I've done yoga like on the TV, especially now that we're in quarantine. It's very beneficial. You do get more flexible. But I try to do it once a week just to keep stretching and to make sure like I can recover. I use it more as a relaxing technique than like a full-on workout, because I already do that multiple times a week. But I would say it's very relaxing and beneficial.
And have you tried visualization or meditation, and what have your experiences been with that?
Yes, I've done both of those. I've done visualization more for soccer. I've done it also when we were in high school. We had like a visualization coach that we had for a little bit. So before games, I would try to do it to see like if it helped my performance. I didn't do it enough on a regular basis to actually compare and to really see if it worked. But I would say it does help to take a moment to breathe, realize like you're going to do fine, whether it's in school or sports, and then just proceed.
And do you wish or want to keep doing more yoga and visualization and meditation when you come back to school or during this quarantine time as well?
Yes, I've been trying to do yoga more on a routine basis. I haven't been good like recent, but I'd like to try implementing once a week because I think it really would help for recovery, especially during fall season when we're training so much that it's nice to give your body a break and to stretch. And on top of the visualization, I agree with that. I think before games, I want to try implementing it and see if there's a difference.
Perfect. Is there anything else you want to add or recommendations you want to give?
Actually, yes, I do have something to add. I would say during quarantine, if you're an athlete especially, to stay with the daily routine, because we thrive off of structure typically. So to get the workouts in sometimes I'm like, I don't want to go for a run, but like, you just got to get up and do it, because once you're out there and you're done, you feel very productive. And at least you did something in your day if you choose not to do any homework. So I would say workout is a really good way to release your like endorphins, your feelings, get your stress out, especially if you're spending a lot of time at a desk like me. It's nice to get up, because my only exercise is to like the fridge to eat. So it's nice to exercise. Like, I try to work out twice a day in the morning and night. Also to stay in shape, because I want to make sure I'm fit and ready for summer and for fall season. And that's all I have.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us today, Jillian. We enjoyed having you.
Thank you for having me.
And we're going to take a quick time out, so don't break a sweat. You're listening to Competitive Edge with DJ Coach on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide on FM 102.3 and radio.dominican.edu. Welcome back to Penguin Radio. You are listening to Competitive Edge with DJ Coach on FM 102.3 and radio.dominican.edu. So it is time for our hour to come to an end. I always love talking health and fitness with you guys. Today, to recap, hit on what sports teams are doing during the quarantine, especially focusing on MLB and what they're doing and their new virtual online tournament. So go check that out for some good quarantine entertainment. The NBA is also doing one as well. So if you're bored and you need something to do, go look at it. I also talked about the health benefits of yoga and meditation for athletes, and not just athletes, but anyone, for their mental health right now during this time. We're dealing with a lot of different stress that we're not used to, and it's a difficult situation for everyone. So it's especially important to make sure you're taking care of yourself and relieving your stress and anxiety that you have right now. And that is all for today. Don't break a sweat, because I'll be back next Wednesday. You are listening to Competitive Edge with DJ Coach on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide on FM 102.3 and radio.dominican.edu. Have a sportstastic week, and I'll see you soon. Bye.